bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of adjustment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is. I keep trying to click as I'm talking, but it doesn't load because I'm getting old and I got to click it on. I'm just saying. So right now, all I can say is.
Number five.
Two pretty girls graduated from Spelman. For those of you that didn't know, from TheRoot.com, Angelina Jolie's daughter, Zahara, graduated from Spelman this past week, I believe, or in the last couple of weeks. And so I wanted to say congratulations to her. But more importantly, locally here in Milwaukee, I want to say congratulations to Blair Martin, who graduated from Spelman College and who was also a member of those pretty girls, Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated Mu Pi chapter. So I want to say congratulations to them on their graduation from Spelman. I know you'll do great things. Hopefully you'll make enough money so that your parents can sit back in style. So I'm just saying. Just throwing that out there. Just for a little. And another question on who's watching the watchers?
Number four.
From Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Glendale's former city clerk was convicted, placed on probation in order to pay restitution after spending around $10,400 on some unapproved purchases in 2025. In August of 2025, Megan Hummets was removed from her role as clerk after a city hearing unearthed the scope of the unauthorized spending, which included 128 food purchases, office supplies, holiday decorations, professional development training, and gifts. Over 8 months. Some of those items were shipped to her house. The lack of reporting and prior approvals were a violation of city codes and employee handbooks, officials said. And afterwards, the city contacted law enforcement to investigate. 4 months later, Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office filed a criminal complaint on December 22nd. Happy birthday, charging him with attempted misconduct. How's it attempted misconduct? That's misconduct. Oh, that's right. She's a white female from a suburb. My bad. Office act, inconsistent duty, a class A misdemeanor that can come with a fine of $10,000 and a prison sentence up to 9 months. Should have went to prison, should have got the fine, and should have made restitution. She pleaded not guilty, as a matter of fact, on January 27th of 2026, and then somebody talked to her and said, hey, what's going on? And then she said, no contest, on May 11th. Same day, Judge Marisabel Cabrera sentenced Hametz to serve 90 days in Milwaukee County Community Reintegration Center. That's called a jail. But then stayed the jail time, which I think was ridiculous, and placed her on 12 months of probation with several conditions. Number one, she needed to complete 100 hours of community service. She did when she stole $10,400. That was service. Undergo a mental health assessment and follow any recommended treatment, pay restitution of $4,646 to the city of Glendale and provide a DNA sample. On May 12th, Hummett's counsel filed a notice to preserve her right to consider an appeal. Absolutely not. Throw her under the bus. You'd have threw me under the bus. Come on. And then I forgot. White lady from the suburbs. My bad. A former Marquette University student got charged. Again, from when? From 2020. I don't get it.
Number three.
Why does it take so long to charge white people? Black people get charged the next day. Instantaneously. Interesting. Well, from WISN.com, a driver faces two felony charges of homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle following a September 2025 crash in Milwaukee that resulted in the deaths of two Marquette University lacrosse players. October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May. 8 months. Took the other one 4 months and some change. The crash occurred on September 5th, approximately 5.05 p.m. at the intersection of 27th and St. Paul. According to the criminal complaint, a southbound silver Jeep Grand Cherokee collided with a northbound white Ford Ranger that was turning left onto West St. Paul Avenue. And the driver of the Jeep, Peter McColgan, was transporting five Marquette University lacrosse teammates. Two rear seat passengers were extricated from the vehicle by the Milwaukee Fire Department. Despite life-saving measures, both were pronounced dead at the scene, and the Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office determined the cause of death for both individuals to be multiple blunt force injuries. They were identified as 19-year-old Scott McCall from Springboro, Ohio, and 20-year-old Noah Snyder from Gettysville, New York. McColgan told detectives she was traveling at the posted 30-mile-an-hour speed when the Ford Ranger turned in front of him. However, investigators obtained a search warrant for the Jeep's airbag control module, the ACM. Data downloaded from the ACM indicated that the Jeep's accelerator was 100% depressed and the vehicle was traveling at 53 miles an hour. You ready? At the start of the crash. Surveillance video recovered from a nearby building showed the southbound traffic light transitioning to yellow as the Jeep approached, and according to the complaint, crash reconstruction data and video evidence indicated the driver had ample opportunity to safely stop, but instead actually sped up to beat the yellow light. The driver of the Ford Ranger, identified as Amandria Brunner, was located at the scene. Police officers observed multiple clues of impairment, and Brunner stated there was an alcohol in her vehicle. That's according to the complaint, and the ACM data from the Ford Ranger showed Brunner was stopped for at least 3 seconds before accelerating into the intersection at 11.8 miles an hour. Brunner was arrested at the scene and faces separate charges related to the incident. Now, McColgan was charged with two counts of homicide by negligent use of a motor vehicle, Class G felonies. If convicted, she faces up to 10 years in prison, $25,000 fine, or both for each count. A conviction would also result in a mandatory 1-year revocation of operating privileges and an alcohol assessment. How long did it take? How long did it take? Now, I'm not one to always say that, but why does it take so long? I don't understand why it takes so long to charge white people. Black people get charged like the next day. They go through it, they look at it, boop, done. Like 2 weeks or less, they're charged, arraigned, on TV. Nobody knew who this woman was. I had to watch the video from WISN.com to see that it was a white female, because nobody will say anything. Oh, keep that quiet. We say the media doesn't have bias, but that's a lie. That's a lie. And speaking of bias, I think it's time for women to I said that wrong. I think it's time for men to take back their power. It's called the truth.
Number two.
From theroot.com. So, social media has grown into a necessity for, you know, you young folks, and y'all like to share your life and updates and stay in touch. And sometimes you bring mess to your timeline. A Texas woman from Houston, she went viral in 2023. Now listen to this. She claimed a black man threw a brick at her. It's a black woman. Threw a brick at her. They got a new update. September 3rd, 2023, Rhoda Osmond says she grabbed an Uber after a night of bar hopping. She claimed when she refused the driver's advances, he threw a brick at her head and tried to kidnap her. She posted crying videos on IG from a hospital, showed footage of a swollen lump on the side of her face from the brick attack, went viral. Of course, she's a woman. Everybody rallied around her. Me too. Showed her overwhelming support. Houston police reviewed the footage and proved that Osmond was the aggressor during the attack. And according to authorities, hit the man with an unknown object first. The man did retaliate, hitting her with a plastic water bottle. Detectives even said Osmond's story changed multiple times, but that didn't stop much at the time because her friend launched a GoFundMe page. Help Rhoda recover. Fundraiser called for donations for Osmond, who was viciously attacked with a brick by a driver in a rideshare, raised $42,000. $42,000 for a story that was found to be fictitious. Well, now she's been ordered to pay back every single dime after she was found guilty of theft by deception. She was charged with one felony count for securing thousands, which she spent on trips to Jamaica and New York, restaurants and spas. GoFundMe removed the fundraiser, banned Osmond, who allegedly conducted a similar GoFundMe scam in 2020 for an alleged assault that police said was never reported. She's banned from the platform and had to refund donors. It took Harris County jurors 2.5 hours to find her guilty. Not 2.5 days, 2.5 hours. She got 90 days in jail and will spend 10 years on probation and GPS monitoring. We got a woman here that stole $10,400, swore an oath to her office as county clerk. Got her jail time stayed and got 10 years of probation. And got how many years of probation? Does it matter? She got probation. No GPS monitoring. Woman in Houston is actually banned from social media for 10 years. Think about that. The man, Olin Douglas, said Osmond lied and made his life a living hell. It seems she likes to get on social media and just, you know, manipulate and scam people. What would you do if you were him? What would be the first phone call you would make after they found her guilty? I can tell you what I would do. First phone call I would make? Lawyer.
Number one.
So, it's not just black people. We just heard that story. And we know that sometimes, every now and then, people tell the truth. In another story from TheRoot.com, there's a video circulating on social media that's worth thinking about. Kelly Snyder is an artist and a writer from Pittsburgh, asks a question that is as simple as it is profound. You ready? Why do poor white people vote against their own interests? In exchange for voting for President Donald Trump, MAGA politicians and people like them, they get nothing but broken promises. Prices are higher. They were promised a life that would become more affordable. Social safety net that they depended on is slowly, unceremoniously being taken away. Like childcare right here in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee. So she asks again, why do they vote like this? What's going on? Her answer was unexpectedly insightful. So for those of you that don't remember, W.E.B. Du Bois, prominent American black intellectual of his day and today, I think, proposed an idea from his 1935 book, Black Reconstruction in America, explains what we see today. He looked at social status and benefits that poor white people gained from the devaluation of black life and called the effects of that on those poor whites. Now get this, the psychological wage of whiteness. He used it to explain how poor white Americans were compensated with racial privilege rather than economic gain. We just gonna make you feel good about yourself, but we really not giving you anything. Sound familiar? That idea kept them loyal to a system that actually oppressed them and divided them. Poor white people are convinced by elites who look like them that they're better than black people, Latinos, immigrants, anybody who's not white. And they think that their racial demographic gives them the same status of rich white people. Oh, you can be in a room, I can be in a room. And they were convinced of this quote unquote truth. As a result, poor white people vote the same way as rich white people, but they don't really get anything for it. They're convinced that they're not only better than people who are not white, but that people who don't look like them actually pose a threat to their well-being. And so you hear the same thing. Oh, they're taking your money. They're taking money. There's fraud in welfare. Then a poor white person might think, well, I could be getting that money, but I can't get it because there's fraud. White elites promise them protection. But what's the result? They vote for policies that they're told that will hurt the groups that threaten them, but in actuality, they end up hurting themselves. Instead of placing the blame where it should be, white elite people who've been doing them harm for almost 100 years. But they don't do that. They blame us. They blame black people, blame immigrants, people coming into the country. You hear it every single day. And so that's what Du Bois was talking about. Poor white people get racial status, but no maternal security. And that's why I called it a psychological wage. The book was written almost 100 years ago, but you could swear it got published yesterday. Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. Clearly there isn't. Because if you think about it, in politics today, with all the racial divide, it's putting a new spin on an old game.
More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
On a distant planet that whirls around the April moon.
my favorite songs. Those words. I'm mad about you. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 8332. Hey, that's to study hall. I'm mad about you, just so you know. Guys, not so much. 833-212-1017 is the number. Let me see what y'all talking about in the YouTube chat. Boom, 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 boom. Miles said, I'm pretty sure Dr. Ken is the reason there's usually traffic on the fast lane. What does that mean? I drive too slow? Is that what you're trying to say, Miles? Young Money said, AI going to take over those driving jobs. No, it's not. No, it's not. You should look up some of the things that how they had to rework the cars because the car didn't know how to notice people in things like smoke or rain and stuff like that and malfunction. Like there are little simple things that made the car malfunction because the person that created the algorithm for the car, like Young Money was talking about, was either too old or too young. So they didn't think about these are other things that happen. It would be like giving a younger person a payphone. They would look at it and go, oh, okay, how's that work? No, just go use it. No direction. So they would use what they've learned past, right? The person that created the algorithm for the car didn't notice certain things or didn't notice certain weather types or anything, mountain areas, cities, all that. That's why they're testing them in places like Texas with wide open space, Arizona with wide open space. I'm afraid if I get into a hilly area and it goes over the hill, it might not recognize a person crossing the street. I don't know. I am not doing it. Which skill is most important? 23% said speaking, 77% said reading, 0 said writing, and 0 said driving. Oh, that is so terrible. That is so terrible. So terrible. Hey, what's up, Curly Q? How you doing? Jasmine? Anybody hear from Al? No, I haven't heard from Al today. I was listening all day. I haven't heard from Al all day. I wonder where Al is. Al, where you at? You on vacation? Mal said, I have a feeling Al is preparing a trash speech. Get out of here. Y'all crazy. You all are crazy, I'm telling you. Sting the Police, yes, one of my favorite bands. I think I'm going to do, I was telling Zach while the music was playing, I think I'm going to do a cover band and sing Sting. I'm going to do a Sting cover band. Yep. Not Really City Girl, Dr. Ken, I was dropping in for a second. I hope you're doing well. Have a great evening. How you just dropping in, but I saw you on other shows today. You was on Tori's show today. I saw you in other chats today. And then you pop in. Oh, I'm just going to pop in. I'm out. Really? That's how y'all Damn. Do me. That's how you do me. I thought you was cool. Curly Q said, Dr. Ken, you had me worried yesterday. You signed out saying have a great weekend. I said, say what now? So here's the thing. The reason I said that is because my brain, when I skip 2 days, I stop. So for a time, my day ended with a radio show. Well, I ended it Wednesday. So in my brain, it was like Thursday or Friday. So I said, have a good weekend. It was weird. I said that? Oh, wow. Oh, well, I'm sorry. I apologize. But I have to go back to something Wayne said. Wayne said, noteworthy from the book Millionaire Next Door, your 401k is not just retirement account, it's wealth accumulation machine. There are some ways that you can use those things to your benefit, and we gotta really, oh, Mr. Medea is here with his happy Tuesday, happy day, happy nonsense. Anyway, but let me get back to it. So survival skills. We talked about it earlier. I'm going to jump into it right quick. Survival skills. What survival skills do you actually need? You need to learn CPR. Zach definitely needs to learn how to change a tire. I'm sorry. I taught my daughters how to change a tire. emergency preparedness, remaining calm when the police pull you over. I even have a little when I get pulled over by the police. And I was the police. So I'm just saying. You need to be prepared. Especially if you're a black male or a black woman, they're going to look at you in a certain way. And they're going to look at you, and it might not be good. And so in order to play that down, now watch this. If you're in a car and you get pulled over by police, that's the time to code switch. That's the time to show your education, and you talk like you're white. Good morning, sir. How are you? It is a wonderful day, isn't it? Oh, Lord, I just swear. Now, don't talk like you're from down south, because for some reason, people think that people that have a southern accent aren't smart. Have you noticed that? Like, all the news people come to the Midwest to go to school so they can learn how to pick up that Midwestern accent so that they can be clear speakers, and then they go into news. And then you ask, where'd you go to school? Medill, Northwestern. Where'd you go to school? UWM. Where'd you go to school? Madison. Where'd you go to school? Michigan. Somewhere in Missouri. They pick up a Midwestern accent because it is middle of the road. So how you present yourself, especially when you need to remain calm during a police interaction, is everything. So are any of these skills that schools should teach? What basic life skills do you think schools should have to teach? Not driving. Should they have to teach cooking? How to do, Zach said, how to do your taxes. That's a good one, especially if you're 18. If you're 17, 18, and you're about to go out into the work world or go to college, you need to know how to do your taxes, even though you're probably living on your parents' dime still. But still, you need to know how to do your taxes. That's a good one. What basic life skills should people learn in school? 833-212-1017 is the number. And before I go to break, we're going to be talking about my favorite food. And I got another second poll question for you. You ready? This one's kind of deep because, you know, I got to ask them weird off-the-wall questions because I'm a contrarian, right? Be quiet, Kwanda. I can hear you say it in your brain. You too, Curly Q. My second poll question of the day. You had to learn something to save a life. Which one would you choose? Right? You got to learn it to save a life. Land a plane or quantum physics? Which one would you choose? Your son, your daughter, your mother, your father will live the next 100 years. But right now, you have to make a choice. You need to land this plane, and you ain't got no skills to land a plane at all. You got to land this plane, got to figure it out, or you got to learn quantum physics. Which one would you do to save a life?
You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017. Is the number. I was looking at the chat. Which, if you had to learn to save, you had to learn to save a life, would you learn how to land a plane or learn quantum physics? Right now, today, somebody walked to you and said, we're going to, your favorite dog is going to die unless you learn how to land this plane without having any lessons or any direction. You need to land this plane or learn quantum physics. Which one would you want to do? 833-212-1017 is the number. That's the one in the YouTube chat. Back four. What you want?
Man, now you're asking the right questions. Now I get to really use my brain. and you may, now you just said dog, but earlier you said family. If it was sure. To save the lives of the family.
Some people love their dog like a family. I'm not a dog guy, but okay.
Yeah. I'm the dog and a cat guy. I'm a cat granddad and a doggy granddad and a doggy dad. Whatever the case. Whatever. Hey, but for me, it would, instead of landing the plane, because I could lose my life in the process and I don't, you know how to drive a plane. But the quantum physics, I mean, I'll have to do quantum physics. We're going to start with E equal MC squared.
Plane is That's landing. The plane is landing. All you got to do is land it. It's going to glide down. But really? You wouldn't, like, that's, it'll be over in about, like, 5-10 minutes, you're done. Or you would rather sit there and take God knows how long to learn 1 + 1 = 2, work your way all the way through linear algebra, differentials.
Hey, listen.
Come on.
Listen, you did not say what specific type of quantum, 'cause see,
there's only one kind
of
quantum physics.
It's only one, but I can come up with an equation that's already came up with, which is M equals MC squared.
E equals MC squared, and that's energy. E equals MC.
Energy, yes.
What's the M?
Electromagnetic. Now you got me going through it. Electromagnetic something. But yes, it would be quantum physics for me. I the landing plane, I think we all would be done.
You have no, you have no confidence in your skills. You only need confidence when you're scared. You only need to call up confidence when you're scared of something. Otherwise, you're good. So you just have no confidence.
You put me out there. All right, you start. All right, wait. Hey, you got some days left. Remember that.
I know you're gonna give me
that. Have a blessing.
All right, take care. I'm just saying, like, you know, when it's over, it's over. Land the plane. Okay. I mean, I've played have you played Flight Simulator? I've played Flight Simulator before. I was thinking about buying me one of those things you can connect to a desk and fly it on a computer. I don't think that would work. I think I would end up, crashing. And somebody going, what are you doing? I was trying to land a plane. Which one would you do? Would you land a plane? Would you learn quantum physics? Wow. Wow. You see those numbers? You see the Miles said, you wrong. Okay. Y equals MX plus B? Question mark. Intersection. That's y-axis. Why am I wrong, Mal? I think I'm wrong because this number is ridiculous. 82%, 83% said quantum physics. 17% said land a plane. You have no confidence in yourself? You would literally know 10 minutes from now. I'm on the ground. All is good. You would rather sit there for what? A month? 2 months? 6 months to learn quantum physics? Since they said quantum physics for 500, please. You fail that. Try again. You fail a plane and you know the rest. That's true. But at least I gave it a good start. Y'all gave up like instantaneously. Like, okay, I'm done. That's pitiful. That is pitiful. 10 minutes. That's all you got is 10 minutes. The only thing you have is time. You're going to take the next 6 months to learn quantum physics, a year to learn quantum physics. And watch this. At least you'd learn quantum physics and a person would be alive while you're learning it. And that's the trick. You always do quantum physics because that way, while you're learning it, take your time. People live. But if you do like sincere and you try to land the plane, Curly Q said, we know in the chat. You only saying that because I said quantum physics. You're only. But we come back. The one thing that makes us live is my favorite. That's food.
It's Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Miles said, yes, quantum physics on the safety of my classroom chair or bed if taking it online. Now, you got to go to class, player. You can't be, like, chilling. You can't learn quantum physics online. Stop it. Anyway, Jasmine said, I could land a plane. See this face? Right. Okay. Well, you might be able to. Let me hush. Because all these folks that can do quantum physics, that would be interesting. That would be an interesting thing to see. I would love to see you try to do quantum physics. I would. I would laugh pretty loud because it's pretty difficult, but I'm just saying. The question in the YouTube chat, if you had to something you would learn to save a life, would you learn landing a plane or quantum physics? 79% said quantum physics. Only 21% said land a plane. Do it. Get it over with. All the stress is gone. All the issues are gone. If you crash, then you didn't save them anyway. Zach is laughing at me, but it's the truth. Land, you're good. 10 minutes later, you'll know if that person's going to live another 100 years. You can do the quantum physics, and you can do a whole year and learn it, and then you fail the test, and guess what? They're gone. I don't know. I think quantum physics would probably be the right one to choose, though, because then you wouldn't have to worry about the rest of it. You could just go through and do it. And so before the break, I said I was going to talk about the one thing that I particularly like, and that is food. Unfortunately, it's the one thing that makes black people live and die, the type of food we eat. Now, if you're going to be independent, you're going to move out, you're going to live by yourself or do anything, you have to what? You have to know how to cook. Cooking gives you independence. The problem is food culture and health disparities. One causes the other. A lot of our health disparities in the black community is caused by food. So my question to you, and you can give me a call, 833-212-1017. What three foods should black people absolutely, positively know how to make? If you're black, you need to make these things. Just three. I have the three that I think you should make because, well, I had to alter one because it's bad for you. But there are just some things you have to know how to make. They have to know how to make. Now, I'm not talking about you youngins that's never had chitlins before. We're not talking about that. I know y'all freak out. Oh, my God. Has anybody had chitlins before? I only eat my own made chitlins. I don't eat anybody else's. I will buy them. I will clean them. And I will cook them. But I will not eat anybody else's. Sincere said, wow, Dr. Ken, I just did both just now. I use them. Right. I used my QP and made a paper plane, and did you know it landed? So you finally learned the trick. You get it? Land a plane or learn quantum physics. If you pick quantum physics, the person will live longer, or you can what? Make a paper plane and land it. Sincere. I take back everything. You can get back your black card. Mal, you got your black card back. SC said, I don't eat chitlins. I don't care. I don't care. RC says, speaking of landing planes, I think it would be a great attention grabber for modern day teenagers in school, simulators. They on the internet enough. They're on the internet. Sincere, Ronnie Ray Real was the only person that was smart enough to read through what I said. Oh, you are smart. You get your black card back. Jasmine, well, let me say if it was an emergency situation, I'd figure it out and land that thing. Yeah, because you would make it from paper, take it and go, and then it would land. And you'd be like, I landed the plane. See, that's what I'm saying. Curly Q says, start the class, I'm there. I can do all the things except land that plane. Oh, Aaron, cool. Aaron said, I'm taking the 100 Black Men Aviation Program. So there's a program that 100 Black Men are doing that's really cool. So I think it's on the website, and I think it's on Facebook. So go check it out. Might be on LinkedIn, too. So if you're interested, check it out. Excellent. Thank you so much. I've always wanted to learn how to fly a plane, but I am afraid of heights. I am absolutely, positively afraid of heights. No, I'm not coming after your black card. Jasmine, you've never had chitlins? Are you black, Jasmine? Okay, let me hush. As he said, here, take my card, because I'm not eating chitlins. Not the internet, getting inside of an actual simulator. Oh, that would be cool. That would be cool. They'd crash a lot, but that would be cool. All right. So, I don't know. Black people need to be more adaptable. Nope. Before I get to that, I got to finish my food thing. See, I'm jumping ahead. That ADHD is kicking in. So the three foods I think black people need to know how to make. You tell me if you agree or disagree. All right. Todd said, my favorite food is Alaskan King crab legs. Second, ribeye or prime rib. Same cut of meat prepared differently. Must be a white guy. I'm just kidding, Todd. I know, but I had to throw that out there. Because I like that too. But the three meals that black people must absolutely know how to cook and different types. One, you got to know how to cook chicken. If you can't cook chicken, fried, which is bad for you, of course, baked, definitely. Smothered with some gravy, that's what I'm talking about. Well, the gravy is bad for you too. So just baked chicken. I like my chicken baked. Put it in the oven, let it take some time and all that. Or in one of those big broiler things, those newfangled things, those pressure pots, and you put it in and psh. You could do that. The other one is greens. Black people eat greens. Like every single meal I have, Christmas, New Year's, Memorial Day, 4th of July, greens. You got to have some greens. Now, I'm not a collard green. I'm a spinach guy. I'm kind of bougie when it comes to greens. I'm just saying. But the one thing every black woman has to know how to cook is mac and cheese. If you black and you can't make mac and cheese, do not even sit in the same room with me. Because you got to do it. You got to do it. I'm just saying. You put the three of those together, them 30 pounds I lost coming right back in about a day. But those are some of my favorite foods. Tomorrow, I'm going to take my last one and talk about adaptability. Curly Q say black people don't put it on the women. Chicken, greens, and mac and cheese. That is my perfect meal. I'll eat it every single time. It depends on who makes it. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Tory Lowe's show is coming up on rebroadcast next. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. Zach, appreciate you as always. God bless. Take care. Study hall tomorrow, 4 o'clock. Be there. Be square. Take care. I'm out. Chicken head.
Be quiet.